we call it Swimming Upstream. Every week we take a look at something that you might want to jump on board with. I'm joined in studio right now. If I can get which microphone he's on, by one of our wonderful producers, Mitch. Good morning.
Good morning, Jess.
How are we? What have we got for this week?
Well, I just moved into a new place.
You did?
I don't have internet yet.
You don't?
But I do have my old hard drive. And for some reason, I'm back into Malcolm in the Middle.
Amazing.
I got all the seasons on my hard drive.
Yep.
I don't know when I did this, but I'm glad I did.
Like 18-year-old Mitch was
this is like, great.
This
really applies to me.
Yeah.
Incredible. What a trip down memory lane.
Wow.
You know what? It's good to see Walter White before he started cooking meth.
Yes.
He seemed happier. More stressed out.
But happier.
Happier.
Malcolm in the Middle had a little bit of a different ending to Breaking Bad too.
Absolutely.
Didn't it?
Yeah. And I think that's a thing as well. I'm watching the last season at the moment.
Okay.
And I don't think I'd ever seen it before.
Really?
The boys did not grow up to be good-looking young men.
They really didn't.
Goofy-looking dudes.
Oh, no. Yeah. Frankie Muniz. What's he even doing now? He hasn't done anything in a really long time.
I don't really want to get into that because his life story is actually kind of tragic now.
Oh, no. Okay, so let's just stick with like mid-90s to early 2000s.
Yeah, when he was a genius,
when
right?
When he was cute. And then that little kid with the big ears, the kid one.
Dewey. Yeah.
Dewey.
Little
he
Dewey.
Was cute.
Yeah.
And yeah. And then there was that one that looked like Neil Patrick Harris, but wasn't Neil Patrick Harris.
Do you know he's that guy, the one that played Francis, is the brother of the guy who played Hyde in That 70s Show.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I know. I only found that out recently as well.
That's amazing.
I am deep into Malcolm in the Middle.
You are so down a rabbit hole. Yeah. When you get the internet back, mm-hmm. talking about That 70s Show,
yes.
Ashton Kutcher, and I'm pretty sure the guy who played Hyde,
yes.
have a new show.
Okay.
Called The Ranch.
The Ranch?
Yeah, and it's like the same style of like sitcom
okay.
as That 70s Show, but they're just grown up and they're brothers.
Right. Can you tell me the premise of The Ranch?
Absolutely not. I cannot. I have no idea. It just keeps, I don't know why, but it keeps popping up in that like recommended for you.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
okay,
why do you think
yeah.
I would enjoy this? This doesn't look
well,
like my...
I think maybe you should give it a chance,
no,
Jess.
Do you know what it is? My boyfriend keeps messing up the algorithms on my on all my things.
Boyfriends are good for that, for
yeah,
sure.
He uses my Foxtel login and my Netflix login. And so I'll be like scrolling through and I'll
yep.
get things I would enjoy, like
sure.
Victoria and Call the Midwife and like all those like old Nana shows,
yeah,
Midsummer
yeah.
Murders. And I'm like, yes,
I love
this
Midsummer
is great.
Murders.
And then I'll get like The Ranch.
The Ranch.
Or some stupid movie that I don't want to watch.
Totally. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. So Malcolm in the Middle,
yeah,
what a trip.
I know.
I liked that show though. It was very funny.
Me too. It was very relatable. I grew up in a house full of boys. I was
Did
the middle
you?
Child.
Oh no. So this was just
this
your
was
life
on.
On a screen.
Very,
your poor
on.
Mother. If your brothers were like that, your poor mother.
I don't think to the extreme that these kids are because
no.
they're wild.
Do you think you're the smartest though?
Well, look, I'm the only one that went to university, so you make up your own mind. definitely not. Definitely not the smartest.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Was your younger brother like Dewey? Or was he like a little bit rubbish?
Still is. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. And he's a musical genius too. So yeah, it
well,
makes
there
sense.
You go.
Yeah.
It all makes sense. See, it's just life imitating art. It's crazy. I never had like one of, I see, I always wanted in those shows where like sisters are like, best buds.
Sure.
And they're like, yeah. And
I don't think that's a reality, right?
No, I want my sister to be my best friend so badly. It's like so badly. I just want her, not even best friend. I just want her to be my friend.
Right, but she doesn't like you.
She
huh?
has no interest in doing anything with me or being my friend. I constantly, I'm like, Georgia, be my friend. She's like, go away.
This is a call out to Georgia to be Jess's friend.
Please. I'll text her. I'll get like a one word answer.
Yeah.
Like, do you want to come do this thing with me? She's like, ew, no.
Oh my God.
It's like, I have friends.
Is she a teenager? She sounds like
she's
one.
18.
Yeah.
She's about to turn 19.
Yes.
Yeah. So
she'll
just,
come around.
Like, everyone keeps telling me that though. Everyone, like my whole life, people are like, when you get older, you'll be really good friends. I'm like, I'm older now.
Yeah. I'm waiting for it.
When will this happen? I just want her to be my best friend. Anyway, that's a whole nother situation.
Let's not get into that, Jess. Mm,
I feel like this turned into like a very sad insight into my desperate nature, wanting people to like me. But Malcolm in the Middle. Okay, cool.
Yes.
You can actually get this on like a few different streaming as well. I think
yeah.
you can get it on Foxtel mm-hmm. on their streaming service. I'm pretty sure it's on Netflix as well.
Oh, really?
I think so, but
awesome.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
It's definitely on one of them, like a Netflix or a Stan or something like
Sweet.
That. And worst comes to worst, I'm sure it's that it's old enough that it will all be on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, I'd say so.
100%. Yeah.
That, on my like, hard drive. You guys can pick up my hard drive.
At 123. Mitch will lend everyone his hard drive. Just don't corrupt it or put creepy stuff on
Yeah, please
on
don't
there.
Put creepy stuff on my hard drive.
Yeah. Okay, so I've got something a little different.
Okay.
A little more modern.
Hit me.
Only ever so slightly. This one's on Netflix. I've
yep.
become quite like a Netflix fiend these last couple of days. Like
it's hard
I have
not to.
Stan and the SBS and all that sort of stuff,
mm-hmm.
but I always go back to Netflix and I've really got to stop doing it because...
How come?
I don't know. I just feel like... It's like going to the fridge and you look
yeah.
and you're like, nah, and then you go back
that
5 minutes later and you're like,
nah.
That
is the best analogy ever.
Yeah, and yep. so I just look through Netflix until I find something that I actually want to watch. And I've been watching a few different things, but
okay.
I watched recently The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. I'm not sure if I've talked about this one before, but we're going to talk about it again
mm-hmm.
because it was so good. So good. The inner teenage girl in me just died. She loved it. It was dark and it was edgy and it was cool.
Awesome.
And I just felt like I needed to be a witch afterwards.
Totally.
I was like, I'm going to join like a Wiccan cult. Like it's going to happen. So this follows the story of Sabrina, who
right.
we all know from like Sabrina the Teenage Witch,
yep.
like Joan Hart
mm-hmm.
and that great cast who did the TV
so
show.
So good.
This one is a lot darker and a lot edgier. It follows a little bit of a different storyline as well. Sabrina still lives with her two aunts. She's still obsessed with Harvey. She's got her friends.
Oh, so is Harvey still in it?
Harvey's there. Harvey is played by Ross Lynch, who's like this Disney Nickelodeon.
Still
like,
mad handsome.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So he's like this kid who has been on like Disney for his whole life.
Sure.
And then all of a sudden, he like pops into a show where... He still plays that kind of like doe-eyed
mm-hmm.
love interest,
mm-hmm.
but he's like really good looking and he's really cool.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn,
yeah.
Ross, what happened to you?
You've grown up.
When did you grow up, Ross? There's a really great cast. Kiernan Shipka plays Sabrina. She's been in a few things as a kid, but this
okay.
is kind of like one of those big roles for her as a teenager
sure.
or grown up. I think she's 20 something. We got some Aussies in there. Miranda Otto
oh, really?
is in it. She plays
oh, cool.
Aunt Zelda.
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 Zelda. Not Zelda.
Zelda.
And the Spellmans own a mortuary. So there's a lot of like, and she's got a cousin now. She didn't have a cousin before, I don't think.
Hey, real talk.
Yeah.
Still a talking cat or what?
Well, see, here. This is the one thing I do not appreciate
okay.
about this program,
right.
right? Because.
What's his name? Salem?
Salem.
Yeah.
Salem, the talking cat.
The talking cat.
Does not talk. Rude.
Hang on.
Awful.
What's going on?
He was like the best part of the show.
Yeah, he was heavily sarcastic, just
he
a
was
jerk.
Great.
Yeah,
he was a total jerk, and he was like every cat ever,
yeah.
but with a voice.
Yeah.
And now Salem doesn't have a voice, and he kind of just shows up when it's convenient to the plot because it's really hard to get animals to do anything on set.
Ah, that's a good point.
So he kind of disappears and shows up and disappears and shows up, and he really doesn't have a lot of purpose.
That's such a shame.
Yeah, it's like a real... Real shame. It's a terrible shame. It's a real awful shame because
he
I feel like
the
they
highlight.
Could have made him something really special. But
Absolutely.
You do have this like cousin in there now. Can't remember the cousin's name, but he is like housebound because he's been a naughty witch wizard. And
that's what happens, right?
Yeah. So he's on house arrest essentially.
Okay.
For like a thousand
Can't leave
years.
The house. Oh,
Can't
geez.
Leave the house.
Okay.
And so he's very funny. And like that kind of comic relief that you would need from Salem the Cat. But just generally disappointed at the fact that Salem doesn't talk.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch it. Sorry.
I can promise you after. So it's got, they call them volumes.
Okay.
So it's done the first volume. I think it had like 10 episodes. And
cool.
then following my favorite British tradition of a Christmas special, they did a Christmas
special.
They did
special, a Christmas special?
Which was phenomenal.
Awesome.
It was really good. And then they're going to bring a second season back in April this year.
No laugh track on this one, though, right?
No laugh track
this
on this
grim.
One. This is grim. It's a little grim. It's still pretty, like, teenage-y, though. It's
yeah, yeah.
like Gossip Girl, Riverdale, but like a bit edgy. Pretty Little Lies with when they spells. Got edgy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, with like spells. And like, I can promise you every teenage girl is going to start wearing like black crushed velvet.
Oh, let's get back to that.
Cut their hair short with like little curls and start wearing like Moon Pies and Misfits are going to go wild. It's crazy.
Oh, Moon Pies. All right.
Yeah.
All
they just opened one of those in my local
town. They actually?
Yeah. And I'm like, why are you opening them? Like, but they're all closing. It's obviously because of the Chronicles of...
yes.
No, it's called The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. It's on Netflix. Highly recommend. Great cast. Great script. And like, there are some very empowering like social messages in there as well about like feminism and and all sorts of things like that. But then there are a few that are a little bit like questionable. Oh, I don't know. There are just parts that kind of like...
You shouldn't be sacrificing goats, that kind of stuff?
Or? No. No, it was just fine. The way they tackled some social issues. And I was like,
okay. Fair.
Why? You were doing so well. They were doing so well. And then they fumble on a few things.
Well, if they had a talking cat, maybe it'd be a bit better.
Right. That's it.
Suggestion.
CW, Netflix, whatever you are, let's just all acknowledge that we need a talking cat. All right. Cool. Mitch, thanks for joining us this morning.
No worries.
Wonderful producer, Mitch.